This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once again, Dave, go ahead and remind people the bumper theme today.
Well, it's the biggest news we have here at the station. The Minnesota Twins and WCCO agreeing to a multi-year contract.
Yes,
keep the ball club right here. We're very excited about that.
Is it like 20 years? Is it 30? I mean, it's multi-years. We're being very secretive.
Yeah, well, we can't say.
Why can't we say?
Because I have no idea.
Oh, I don't either.
But I can tell you the happiest guy in the building is the guy I'm speaking to right now, Mr. Chad Hartman.
What are you talking about?
Celebrating the days off he will get for another spring and summer for a multi-year period.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
I do.
We have another hurricane headed to Florida. About days after Helene, and we're concentrating more of the energy because of the damage in Georgia and North Carolina. But it's not to say Florida wasn't touched. Homes and homes and homes are destroyed. People were killed in that state also, and you continue to hear more legitimate journalists saying as high as the fatality count is now with Helene, it's just going to go up and up and up. The sooner they can get to some areas where they just can't get there right now.
Yeah.
Even as far past as Helene was. And so now, is it still Category 5? I know it was upgraded to Category 5. It's headed to Tampa. It's taking a more unusual path. So
still a 5, they
still
say.
Still a 5, okay. And so
stronger than 175-mile-an-hour winds.
Coming from the Gulf, so this is not Fort Lauderdale, Miami. This is Tampa, Sarasota, Clearwater. If it angles a little further south, it's Naples, it's Fort Myers. And it is scary. It is truly scary what is happening. And a lot of folks down there are limited now in what they can do for insurance, too, because it keeps happening and happening. And then the rates are so unbelievably high, or the insurance companies say, it just isn't worth it for us.
Yeah, we're out completely.
We're just done. There's a story we both saw in the Wall Street Journal where one of the stories of COVID, and we always, we often discuss the stark differences in how certain states approach COVID compared to others. And if you look, let's say, at Minnesota and how Tim Walz approached it compared to Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida.
A little different,
right? And was also a little different from Gavin Newsom. And you've also had, and again, when we're talking an economic storyline, there's so many things to discuss. But there are a lot of points Ron DeSantis was making about Florida. Lack of taxes, lack of regulations, booming people moving here compared to New York or California and saying these are the salad days for Florida. But now, and a lot of this is tied to the weather, as the Wall Street Journal story points out and other factors, where things have changed the last 18 months or so with Florida, with people having legitimate concerns. Like, If you were given a great job opportunity, happened for both you and Lindsay, and it was in Orlando, would the weather? Well, let's just go. Let's go Tampa, Fort Myers, so you're on the water. Or the city is, whether you're going to live directly, who knows.
Well, I would, clearly.
Of course you would. You'd have a mansion. Would the weather give you pause?
Yes.
Would it cause you to say no?
It'd have to be a real nice job offer.
Yeah.
I'd have to be, you know, you have to look at the exact place you're living in and where it is and, you know, how built up it is to prevent major destruction from a hurricane, because it's coming.
And I get it. Almost every place in the nation has its challenges. Even Hawaii occasionally has challenges. California, you just were there. And if we're just talking weather right now, you were out there for an earthquake.
Yeah.
The fires, which are happening so often. I'm not even talking the taxes and immigration and other issues. Us.
Well, and speaking of California, now rain has become a problem.
Yeah, right? Us, you know, obviously we had the mildest winter. Now we have the reporting that I think Belle Jensen needs to call us and say, we nailed it, because I told her last week it was the best stretch of weather in the history of the state. And now it's been confirmed the sunniest month in the history of Minnesota.
It's big. You were there for it.
Honestly, Brad Lane, why are you talking to anybody else to be the next meteorologist? I'm here.
Well, can you predict the future, though?
They can't. They can't either. I can read a European map. I can go with the Inga joke that Douglas used about 500,000 times.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Who am I to say? I can pull that all off. I can do that. So it would give me pause. And my father placed in Fort Lauderdale for years. I didn't get there nearly as much as he did and Kathleen when the kids were younger because I was calling games. But I've always thought Fort Lauderdale is so underrated. Now, that's on the East Coast. But if you were going to live somewhere else now, outside of, for the folks who are listening to us, somewhere in Minnesota, we've already had texters from outside the state, including Tucson. So I appreciate that people listen to us, including a lot of people listening to us on a podcast. Although this new podcasting system is really ticking me off. Have we figured this thing out yet?
I hope so.
We haven't. It's okay. I rarely use this word. It's pissing me off. So Gons and Brad, kudos on the Twins. Figure out this stupid podcasting system that we switched to that changed things dramatically. Let's go back to the last one that was working. Okay, that's my side rant. So if you were forced to live somewhere else, you can't stay here in Lakeville or Little Falls, wherever it is, where would it be? Knowing weather, and who thought Asheville, North Carolina.
No kidding.
Would have residual effects of a hurricane. Was it like 300 miles from the coast?
Yes. So, there's some residual effects, by the way.
I mean, stunning, overwhelming, crushing. Yeah, not residual. That was the wrong word. So if you had to live, they said today, same lifestyle, same job. Where is it? Where is the place? Like, you know, I went to school in Tempe. Do I want those temperatures for 4 months here? Absolutely, positively, no. I'm out. So knowing weather, other job opportunities, the economy, you're going to live somewhere outside of Minnesota if you're listening, or if you're listening somewhere else. You can't live where you're living right now. Where are you going? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wish I had a great answer for this, because I want, if I have to leave here, because I'd rather just be here for 8 months and Palm Desert for 4 months. That's what I'd like.
I'll be all right.
But that's not the game we're playing. Where do you have to go and you're staying there? You know, you can have vacation stuff. I want a big city. And a lot of people don't want a big city. I totally respect that. But I, you know, I know Scottsdale Phoenix so well, but no, I don't want 110 for 4 months out. San Diego, maybe. California is just such a madhouse. If Seattle, it didn't rain every bleeping day. I love Seattle, but it just, I don't have seasonal affective disorder like some, but it's close. I need the sun. I thought Fort Lauderdale for a long time because it's kind of close to Miami, but it's not there, and I think it's underrated. But, God, the weather? Maybe Dallas. Dallas might be my pick.
No, it doesn't get hot there.
Okay, if I'm saying to my criteria, big city, if you give me a lot of money and I can live in Greenwich and work in New York, can I do that?
But I need a lot. Might get too cold for you. Maybe you want to live in the Chicagoland area. I don't know.
No, that's plenty cold. If I could live in Chicago in the summer, be pretty good.
Doesn't work that way. It's your game.
Yeah. So where are you going before I get to a lot of Texas? So the point is, you can't live in Minnesota. All the weather stuff, whatever it might be, where would you live?
Hudson, Wisconsin, so I can be as close to Minnesota as possible, Chad.
Get out of here.
I think I told you when we came back from the Malibu area a couple weeks ago, that's kind of become my happy place.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And if I could be there.
A lot of money.
Oh, hey, you said the lifestyle is the same.
Well, good luck to you, because you're done.
I mean, it's just so beautiful.
It's amazing.
You're outside of the L.A. madhouse area.
Yep.
It's still busy, but nothing like that, and you can still get around. Boy, it's pretty good.
It is. And the thing about L.A., as someone who used to travel there a ton, if you can stay in your enclave, if you can stay in kind of the half of L.A., where if you're in the Malibu, you know, that side, and let's say you're not going downtown a lot, you can pull it off. But if you got to drive all around it and you're in that nut house traffic constantly.
Good luck.
Good luck. Among the techs, Edina, it's always nice there. Well, maybe this is somebody who doesn't live in Minnesota. But if you're living in Minnesota, Edina is out. Black Hills of South Dakota. I have absolutely, possibly no interest doing that. Would that do anything for you?
No, I'm like you. I want a little city around, please.
I need city. Now, this is what closest friend said the other day when we were talking about weather. Denver. I think Denver would be strong consideration for me. But I also feel like as a non-skier, and I'm not going to start. I mean, I skied some as a kid, and I was perfectly mediocre at it. And I like where my tendons are right now. Like Carla was always trying to get me go skiing when she got into it. I'm like, nope. I like where everything is right now. I almost feel like I'm missing out on the real Denver if I don't ski.
I could get you into it. Start down the little hills.
No, I'm not going to. I see where this ACL and MCL are? Mm-hmm. See where that Achilles is?
I see that.
They're all in the right spot.
I know you wouldn't pick Denver because you'd be too angry every time you had to go to the airport.
Yeah, the airport's awful. And by the way, downtown Denver is a snooze fest.
Is it?
Yes.
I haven't been to Denver in many, many, many years.
Yes. Jacksonville. Jacksonville's a lot bigger than you think. I don't think it's big enough for me, though. Costa Rica, we're saying in the U.S. Northern Wisconsin, Michigan, not UP. Again, for a lot of folks, and I appreciate, we're going to take this 58-35. I appreciate that a lot of people are chiming in that I need, and a lot of people don't need a city. Do you need a city?
I'd like a city.
You'd like a city?
I don't want to live in, you know, very rural area, no.
Somewhere in Missouri.
Anywhere? It's a big space.
It's big.
St. Louis, Kansas City, what are we talking here?
Of the two, I prefer Kansas City.
Barbecue?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of St. Louis. Now, here's one that a lot of people tout, and I have a very good friend, and she lives there, Santa Fe. Santa Fe is really cool. But again, I want a downtown. I want the culture. I want the theater. I want maybe a sports team or two. I just want the buzz about it. And maybe I'll change as I get as old as you, potentially. But Santa Fe is gorgeous. Albuquerque. Does that do anything for you?
I don't cook meth.
Okay. Walter's dead. Okay. And Jesse's on the run. And Gus is dead, too.
I don't want all the Breaking Bad tourists.
And I think Tuco's dead, too, and those evil brothers.
Yeah.
They're all gone. Saul might get out of the clink at some point, though. Augusta, Georgia. Well, if I can get one thing, I'm going there. So make that happen, Dexter. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for us to go. Time for you to make your home more energy efficient and get free installation labor on Infinity for Marvin Windows. Caller in for Chip next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.